Yama, you're listening to NITV Radio. Today we're talking with winner of 2024's LGBTQIA Plus Pride Award at the Victorian NAIDOC Awards and staunch advocate for creating safer spaces for trans and queer mob. We're talking with Zee Pepper. Thanks for joining us and having a yarn today, Zee.
Hi, yeah, thanks for having me.
Zee, can you introduce yourself? Who are you? What are you about? Who's your mob?
So my name is Zee Pepper. I'm a proud Gunai Kurnai person that originally grew up in Bensdale, far east corner of Gippsland. Yeah, I've been living currently in Naarm for the past 8 years. And yeah, I'm also a really proud trans man.
You are the previous award winner for last year, a recipient which was a complete surprise to you. Why is Vic NAIDOC LGBTQ Pride so impactful?
Yeah, so as the 2024 Vic NAIDOC Pride winner, definitely was a surprise to me. But yeah, I felt really humbled to receive that, and it, yeah, led to quite a few new opportunities for myself, which has been great. Been able to join some advisory group. One in particular is a group that's developing a new practice model for rainbow mob inclusion at ACCO. And yeah, another I've been able to be a part of is a Voice to Parliament for Young People through Uncle Wickle Ricky Bowen and the Koree Buffalo Academy. So that's been pretty deadly. And I think just, yeah, why it's so important is the inclusion and celebration. At the end of the day, you know, rainbow mob have always and always will exist. Pre-colonization and among, you know, Indigenous communities around the world, gender and sexually diverse people have always been celebrated, have always been accepted and had particular roles to play in community. Sort of since colonization and society being so based on a binary structure, it's really impacted how our rainbow mob is seen and heard. And in general, there's just so many of us incredibly talented and, yeah, rainbow mob that are out there doing some really amazing work to better improve the outcomes, close that gap of inclusivity and equality. Yeah, so being able to celebrate this amongst the other award winners for NAIDOC last year has been a really important but special thing for me.
So you're incredibly involved with queer mob in Victoria. What is it that you do as a quality manager at Victorian Aboriginal Child and Community Agency?
I am currently the quality manager at VACA, and I've got a team of 6 staff, and we oversee and monitor VACA's compliances, record keeping, service improvements, and in general just supporting the safeguarding and well-being of all the deadly mob that we service, in particular children and young people. So I've been working at VACA for the past 6 years and had a few different roles. I initially was funding submissions team, and then eventually I had the pleasure of working with Uncle Trevor Pierce, redeveloping a program that we have called Koree Faces, which is a parent strengthening program, and it's sort of grounded on supporting parents and understanding impacts of colonization and how that potentially affected their upbringing and their parenting styles now, and how we can begin to address these and strengthen themselves, their own identity and connection to children and culture. The current role that I'm doing oversees our compliances against the child safe standards and social services standards. It also oversees the rainbow tick accreditation. So yeah, one of the really big achievements that we've had at VACA, particularly within the team that I work in. So we were one of the first ACCOs to achieve rainbow tick on the first attempt. And yeah, we've recently gone through our second round as well. And I just think the difference that we see today compared to when we first set out on our rainbow tick journey has been like really significant. There's a really big whole shift across the organisation, top down. We've got a really great in-depth inclusivity training that's mandatory for our staff on board, and we keep that at about, you know, minimum 80% staff trained at any one time, and we're currently sitting at 1,200 staff. So it's a pretty great achievement. And yeah, so we're, you know, continuing that sort of work day to day, and yeah, the cycles of continuous improvement. And what we've got recently developed and about to launch over the next few weeks is a more in-depth training, which is specifically for like our client services staff. So when they're like working with rainbow mob and yeah, just to support their practices there, like the different types of approaches and conversations that they can have when working with rainbow mob. You know, it's particularly important to gather sort of data in particular to help further improve our services. So helping them with, you know, having conversations with someone around, you know, collecting their pronouns and gender and information like that. It also includes some really great practice advice as well around, you know, if there's potentially family that isn't, you know, overly supportive of the rainbow mob person, or they lack the knowledge and understanding, approaches that they can take, you know, if the person's kind of like struggling with the change and stuff like that. Like, part of the practice advice we give is to remind them that, like, our cultures have evolved over time, and while we still keep the heart of our values there, we, you know, it's not about forcing the change overnight, I suppose, but inviting those people sort of on that learning journey with us and seeing it as a extension of our cultural practices, of respect and care and inclusion.
This year's theme for NAIDOC is the next generation, strength, vision and legacy. What's that look like for you in your profession and personally?
I think just in general, I feel like I'm quite aligned to this year's theme, and in particular, some of the things that I've been a part of over the last few years, you know, acknowledge the 50-year-long legacy that our elders before us have created, you know, the work that they've done for us and the work they've done to set up for our future generations. But also sort of as we leap into like the next 50 years, you know, left only is sort of not only proud of those before us and what they've established, but like feeling this fire in the belly around being excited and confident for what the future holds for us young mobs. You know, I've been a part of this Parliament for Young People, and I am the oldest in the group and slightly sort of older than the age bracket. But being a part of that and hearing some of these younger mobs, 18, very early 20s, and seeing, you know, how passionate they are around the justices for our people and their strengths and their own connection to culture, it's, yeah, really incredible. And I just think it really fits in with this year's theme, sort of where we're heading. I feel like we've got some really strong young Aboriginal mob out there starting to like really pave the way for future. Feels like a really exciting time, and it's just really to be involved in that and to see that and to sort of feel really hopeful for our future and what self-determination is going to look like, inclusion, respect, yeah, the truth-telling.
You recently shared on social media before and after of your transitioning, a celebration, but also saying that you don't open that much about it. Why is it important that you are sharing this journey publicly?
Yeah, so I guess I've got a really long kind of journey. For a bit of background, I've, you know, grew up in the country and didn't feel safe or comfortable coming out. I had no one else around me that I knew at that time that was lesbian before I came out trans. And yeah, I just think like being visible just plays such an important part. It can be scary and it can be hard. There's, you know, discrimination I've received online, particularly after starting to like share my own journey a lot more. But I just sort of feel that representation is just so important. And I think about our young mob coming through and a role model back in my day, and just to have felt a bit stronger to come out in, rather than my journey feeling like it's taken such a long time. Yeah, so I'm 35 and I didn't start transitioning until I was 33. Obviously, better late than never. I would like to hope that me being so visible online is going to support someone else in their journey and on their path. And just to know that, you know, we're out there. There really is. There's so many rainbow mob out there, and we're all doing really incredible work in this space. And I think we probably all had the same opinions and passion for it as well, and just wanting to support others on their journey. Yeah, and just wanting them to feel safe and proud in their own identity and knowing that they're not alone.
That truly is taken on this theme of strength, vision and legacy with just telling your story.
Absolutely, yeah. You know, it has been a really tough decade of my life, 10 to 15 years of sort of getting to this sort of stage of who I am. But, you know, it's all been worth it. And to fully align with myself, I sit here and I straddle those two identities, the two minority groups of being Aboriginal and trans, but I've never felt so confident in who I am, and I've never felt so strong in my beliefs and my values. You know, that in itself has truly been like so healing for me and my life. I can really see from that the value being as open as possible as I can be publicly for wanting to have that effect on someone else as well through their journey, really.
So Vic NAIDOC Pride Gala is this big thing, and this year for 2025, it's soon approaching. Are you attending? What are you keen for? What does Vic Pride NAIDOC even look like for people who don't know?
It's on next Saturday, so Saturday the 12th at the Fitzroy Town Hall. Tickets are still for sale, just so everybody knows. And yeah, if you just Google Vic NAIDOC Pride Ball, they'll pop up. We've got some deadly cheap tickets for Mob and Rainbow Mob, and allies are also all welcome. It includes a meal and drinks as well. So yeah, the theme we've got for our Pride Gala is Gen Lovely. So strength, vision and legacy, obviously. A celebration of pride, power and the unstoppable spirit of our rainbow mob. Yeah, so we honour the legacy of those who have paved the way before us in our community, and celebrate the strength of our current community and envision the future of pride, inclusion and leadership. Yeah, so I'm just really excited to be around other mob. Yeah, the way that the rainbow mob are able to truly embrace both identities. It's a safe space for it to really showcase who we really are. We've got some incredible talent on the nights. We've got people doing drag, we've got commentary, poetry as well. So we've got quite a few things happening. Being able to be a part of a night like this, just to really celebrate a beautiful mob of elders that join us, as well as us younger mob, and be around our elders and those before us and what they've done to sort of get our NAIDOC Pride to where it is, which is just a really humble experience and a really sort of like humble night.
For anyone seeking more information about what you do with VACA, or they're looking more for information about NAIDOC Pride Gala, where can they find these things? Where can they go?
Yeah, so people can contact me on my Instagram. So that's z.pepper1. Yeah, I'm open to any kind of conversations and questions that come through regarding the work we do at VACA, or also the upcoming NAIDOC Ball. I tend to be sharing the tickets up there for sale. So yeah, jump on board. If you'd like to know more, or yeah, you can also contact me directly through reaching out to VACA as well. Like to engage and support other ACOs who are also venturing on their rainbow tick journey as well. So yeah, we've got a dedicated role in my team. A senior quality advisor who, yeah, is supporting a lot of this work under my guidance, which is great.
So I just want to thank you for jumping on and having a yarn with us today.
No worries. Thank you so much for inviting me and having me on board. Yeah, it's really nice to be able to share some my story and some of the amazing work that we've been doing.
That was Z Pepper, quality manager for VACA and previous winner for Vic NAIDOC LGBTQIA Awards. I'm Nairi Pakai. You're listening to NITV Radio.